The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Tuesday. It's February the 18th. Good to have you with us today. I've got one half of a team today.
One third.
Kit Salter is with us from the Kit and Kathy team. Good to have you here, Kit Salter.
Thank you, Paul.
Yeah, and you two are really a team. You've got so many, you do so many good things in our community. You've got your hands and everything. But today we're here to talk about the Saturday morning book talks,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
And this started as a team with you and Kathy.
Yeah. Most everything that I'm in started with a team with Kathy somehow. That's the genesis, the provenance of all that I do is something that came out of a Kathy conversation. This is a wonderful thing and a simple thing. It's one of these innocent things that you think, yeah, we could try that. Let's see how that goes. Because a year and a half ago, Kathy and Jennifer Flink at the Boone County Historical Society, we're talking one day about some things that Kathy was involved with and Jennifer wanted to do. And Jennifer said, we ought to have something on Saturday mornings, do a little book talk or something. So we thought about that. And I had Ed Ehler come in and speak to an Osher class of mine on this beautiful book, Blue Highways Revisited, his retraveling and reviewing and re-photographing
of
Whitley Sweet Moon's magnificent Blue Highways. And it went well. So then we had Ed come and do the first book talk. We had about 35 people. I think he sold probably 30 books on a Saturday morning. And we thought we might have something here.
Yeah, he said, wow. This is something that could pique interest in the community.
And then we added another secret element. Ashland has a cute gal named Julie Sexton with three tow-headed daughters, about 9, 7, and 5. Uh-huh. And they are the Flower Girls Bake Shop.
Yeah.
F-L-O-U-R. And so we asked Julie if she could come and sell pastries at our book talk. Well, within 3 months, we were getting houses of between 30 and 50 because Julie comes in at 9 o'clock, focaccia, pain chocolat, cinnamon muffins. I make a big vat of hot free coffee. We got people coming and sitting around tables.
So you're not sure if people are coming for the book talk or if they're coming for the pastries.
No, because my chore was once they came in to get pastries, I would stand by the door. Nobody got out until they stayed for the book talks.
So if they came in to buy the pastries, you stayed for the book
talks. It's a one-way door. 10 o'clock began. Actually, the talks were wonderful. 10 o'clock, people would start talking. We stayed honest to the 11 o'clock closing hour. Then we'd sell books and they'd sign them.
And then you'd unlock the doors and people
then I'd let them go. Julie loved it. They loved it. And now we've changed venue because there's a different management at the Boone County Historical Society. And we are now with Osher. And our first book talk in March will be March 1st.
Okay.
Wayne Anderson, the columnist at the Trib.
Yeah.
You know, when you scratch your ear on television, you can really see it.
Yeah, but don't worry about that.
Okay,
so Wayne Anderson travels into our past. American Living History.
Yes.
That's going to be your book talk on March the 1st.
March 1st, Saturday, yeah. March 1st. And it's going to be at the Osher Park Recs facility.
Which and where is that?
It's 1907 Hillcrest Drive. And if it's old Highway 63 as it winds through intersecting stadium and going up toward the old Sky High.
You got to go up the great big hill, don't you?
Say that in snowy weather. We would never say that.
Okay.
You go 200 yards past East Stadium.
Okay.
And you head toward what used to be old Skyline
Drive-In. I know exactly
And it's
what
Hillcrest
that is.
Drive. It's a nice blacktop road. You go up about 150 yards. There are two buildings there, and Osher has a big classroom for us in one. And so there's parking. We'll have Julie there with her French pastries.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be there with coffee, and we've got 10 speakers lined up for 10 months of...
All right. So let's run through those real quick here.
Okay.
Kit, on March 1st, you got Wayne Anderson, the columnist from The Trib.
Right, right.
Travels into our past. And then on April the 5th, you have...
We have a big time. This is Laura McHugh. Laura McHugh is one of these amazing stories about Boone County authors. She's a mom of two. She got laid off a year ago. And her husband said, why don't you try writing? You've wanted to write. She wrote a book called The Weight of Blood, which I've been told, I haven't seen it yet, is a little bit like Winter's Bone. It's a Ozark, but this theme is not crack land. It's trafficking, human trafficking. She put it out into a what they call a query search to see if any publisher was interested. Random House allegedly bought it overnight. Random House is publishing the book. They've had her in San Francisco. They've had her in New York. So on March 15th, they're having the big launch at the Tiger Hotel.
Okay.
Then we'll get her when she's polished and smooth on April 5th.
April 5th. Then on May 3rd, you
so
got
Gladys Swan, who's both an artist and a wonderful writer, short story writer.
Okay.
And she's doing two different books.
June 7th?
June 7th is Walter Bargan. He's the first ever poet laureate for Missouri.
July 12th.
And Brian Haynes lives in St. Albans. He's the only non-Boone County. And he's got a beautiful book on new regionalism. It's an artist's work that is magnificent. And then we've got J.D. Robinson, who is the man who's driven every roadway in Missouri. All the county roads have been covered by...
he's driven every roadway?
Every roadway. Trogdon went through 3,000 counties in his life to cover the U.S. Robinson has gone through all of Missouri... paved and graveled roadways.
Every roadway.
Well, he says, I'm worried about the adjective. Every roadway must be a zillion miles if you count gravel. But he says, every road that's a road, that'll do it.
Okay.
He's driven on and written about it.
And you know, we're really fortunate. When you say gravel roads, I live around many, many gravel roads. And there are wonderful things to discover on those gravel roads.
Yeah.
Much more so than on the paved roads.
Less good to discover them in the winter than in the summer.
Right.
That's true.
All right, September.
Then
the
September. James Austin is a brilliant guy. James Austin is a 90-year-old guy who looks about 45. He's done 6 books through MIT Press, and he's going to talk about several on Zen Brain Horizons.
Okay, and we're almost out of time.
Okay,
yet, so
Dina Mukherjee is coming and biting through the skin, a magnificent writer. She's a Missouri Press writer.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dan Vetz is doing a Walt Disney Missouri, which is a special book that we ought to love. And finally, Marlene Lee. This is her second book in our series, Limestone Wall.
So you've gone the whole year. You got the whole year worked out here.
We're booked up halfway into 2015.
Okay. Well, the next one is March the 1st with Wayne Anderson. Everybody is invited to attend. If you have questions, here, the phone number, or no, you can email Kit at kitscapes@me.com.
That's a Mac.
Okay. Or you can call 657-1577, Kit Schulter. Thank you so
much,
Kit.
Happy to respond.
All right. Our program director, Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Rachel Gangwehr, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mouser. Bye-bye.